Hi there, good morning. Oh, sorry, good morning. Good afternoon. Is it possible if I can please speak with Colin Sanders, please?
Can I ask who's calling?
Yes, it's Billy calling from MMA Legal regarding his claim on his compensation.
Yeah, you're speaking to his wife. He's actually driving the car at the moment.
I'm more than happy to speak with you on his behalf if that's something that he's happy to do.
Yeah, how long will it take?
The call will take about 10, 15 minutes maximum in regards to getting
everything sent off. Yeah, but start the call for him. Yeah, he can get on your behalf. And then we'll go through the conversation now. Okay, yes, we can do with the camera and the car tonight, yes.
Perfect, no problem. So if you want, just for 2 minutes while I explain the way the whole process works, would you be able to just bob me on speaker, please, darling?
Our daughter's in the car.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. Well, I just will explain to you that for any reason, in regards to his case, we won't be clutching at straws today. He will be due back compensation as long as we locate the files. Now, we do not need evidence on anything. His statement is what he will be paid out on. And he will be looking at anything. There's no cap on the claims. We can look at 150,000, he can look at 200,000, he can look at 300,000. But what we can promise you on average is 48,000 is a minimum that we will receive back.
That's minimum. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Again, we won't be here to be wasting his time in any way, shape, or form in regards to any false promises and doing this for no reason and putting you through it. As soon as we locate that he was in the places that we claim against, all we need to do is prove that it was in them places and we can go based on that. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Brilliant. So could I also please ask you, darling, just for the best email address for you, please?
Home address at the moment. Is that what you're asking? Sorry, it's a bad line.
Email address. Sorry, email address, please, darling.
Email address. Email. Yeah, it's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Yep.
And A-N-D.
Yep.
Colin, C-O-L-I-N.
Yep.
143. 143.
BTinternet.com. No problem. Now, moving forward in regards to the claim procedure, could I just ask for his date of birth as well, please, darling?
Yes, 11/3/72.
No problem. Now, can I just ask you, has he ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that that you are aware
terminal.
Of? Yeah.
Terminal. No, nothing terminal, no.
No problem. Now, just in case the worst was to happen to him over the next few months while the claim's ongoing, would you be happy for me to use you as a beneficiary? So basically,
absolutely.
The payment would go directly to you, and that way you know you've still got the justice. Is that okay with
you? Yes, absolutely.
So
yes.
I'm assuming your name's Michelle, is that correct, darling?
It is, that's right.
Brilliant. And I'm assuming your surname is Sanders, is that also?
Yes, uh-huh.
Brilliant. And I'm going to use this number as well on the system for your number. I do know if you're getting contact with you on that number.
Yes.
Perfect. What is the home postcode where he's living at the moment for me, please, darling?
IV3.
Yep.
8JZ.
And that's showing to me his county house is in Inverness, is that correct, darling?
It's number 12.
12, perfect. Let me just get that down here for you. 12. And is that Lock End, if I pronounce that right, sorry?
That's right. That's right.
Brilliant. Now, the information I'm going to ask you doesn't matter. Don't worry if you don't know the answers to it. It's just information that will help us if you do know. But can I ask, does he know what area he grew up in before he was placed into the care system, as if it was Glasgow, Edinburgh, Fife?
He was born in Glasgow, resided in Glasgow for a few years.
Glasgow. And can I ask you, does he know how old he was when he was placed into the care system?
Do you remember the age you were first placed into the care system, roughly? Your first ever time?
About 5 or 6. 5 or 6 years old, no problem whatsoever. And does he know why he was placed into care? If he doesn't know, don't worry.
No, I think there was issues in the marriage, his parents' marriage, and violence and alcoholism.
And alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
And could I also please ask you, I'm not sure if he's ever actually had a copy of his own files or not.
No, he doesn't have
that. What I can let you know is when we request him, we will always give him an option of having his files back. I'm not
He said this to me. That's something that he's always wanted. Yeah,
let me get that down here for you. Would like a copy of all files, if possible. Just because you'll never send them out.
It would benefit him to have, a chronological,
and memory of everything as well. Mm-hmm.
And there'll be some things on there that, because he went into there such a young age, there'll be things that he might not be aware of, whereas some people would like to just block that out and they don't want to have
that
information. They want to just send it out.
And you're so young as well, you know,
Can I ask, does he remember the name of his parents, darling?
His parents' name, his father was called Gordon Sanders.
Gordon Sanders?
And his mother is, her, do you want her name now or, because she's been married six times. Yeah, her name's Anne Phillips, Phillips.
No problem.
Her maiden name is Jameson when she met Colin's father.
Mum, Jameson. Could I ask, did he go into care on his own or did he have siblings that was placed into care with him?
Oh, yeah, he's a single child.
So automatically, before we go into any sort of depth and detail of what he's had to deal with, he should have been given the correct curriculums and the correct level of care because of what he has obviously had to go through at the home.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, he should have been given some sort of kind of reassurance and empathy there, which of course he's not received or he wouldn't have made the application today. Now, I understand that 5-6 years of age he was placed into care. I understand you with your daughter at the moment, so the only thing from you is a brief statement of what he's had to deal with.
Okay.
So would you call back in a bit if you are with your daughter at the moment?
You will drop my daughter off in 5 minutes' time, yes.
Do you want me
That's
to call you back and say
car.
10 minutes then, give you chance to get her dropped off and things like that?
Yeah, Dad, I could tell you about now if it helps. He's got a diagnosis of PTSD from the childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. And he's medicated since he's about 20 years old for anxiety and PTSD and things, you know, insomnia and stuff.
That definitely will help. The only thing I need to go through is a few questions regarding his time in the care system. And of course, I don't want to put you in an uncomfortable situation whilst daughter is there. Such as in regards to any physical abuse or mental abuse and things like that. So if I call back and say,
and sexual as well, you know.
If I give you a call back in, say, 10, 15 minutes, give you a chance to get
Could
your
you make about 5 minutes? Could you make about 5 minutes?
I'll give you a call back.
I find it easier if it's myself spoke with you because it's very difficult for himself, you know, to
Not a problem
to discuss
whatsoever.
As well.
Call you back in, say, it's 35 minutes past two now. I'll call you back in 5 minutes on the dot.
That'll be perfect.
Okay,
thank you so
no
much.
Thank you.
Bye.